Lord, thanks to all of you. All of you who have testified tonight. All of you who have experienced the goodness of God. All of you who have stepped on the devil who want to silence you and declare that Jesus is a winner. And he is a winner tonight. And I bless Amen. God for all these testimonies. Because we are lifting up Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. This is one of the ways in which we do it. We testify about his goodness. And let the enemy cringe. Let the enemy cringe. Let him walk away. Because he heard us, who he attacked over many years, still talking about Jesus.
Amen.
So bless God for all these testimonies that were given in the name of Jesus. And those of you who did not get a chance to testify, we bless the Lord for you nonetheless. And we are sure that there will be other opportunities right here on this platform where you will be able to give your word of testimony another time. To God be the glory. But nonetheless, we are glad to have you with us tonight in this company. And we trust that you will stay with us until we close off at 12 o'clock tonight. I'm going to look on a passage that was read. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to go back to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And we read from verse 5 to verse 8. We read from verse 5 to verse 8. And the topic of this word tonight is going to come from verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I will not be able to go into the depth of this word, but nonetheless, we are going to look at it all the same to see if we can get anything from what the apostle was saying to these Jewish young Christians. And we discover there that he was encouraging them. He was encouraging them to hold on. Just like what we heard from the testimonies tonight. He was encouraging them to hold on. To hold on. To continue. He was encouraging them to be steadfast in their belief. He was encouraging them to be strong. He was encouraging them to have faith in Jesus. That is what we're doing tonight. That is what this service is all about. Encouraging one another. As we testify, encouraging one another. Iron is sharpening iron tonight. As we face a new year, we are encouraging one another to take the next step. Despite all the challenges, what we are doing tonight is we are encouraging one another in the faith to remain steadfast in serving God. And the apostle was convinced that they need this level of encouragement. And that's why the Holy Spirit gave him the line that we have there in verse 8. When he declared to them,
this call will be recorded.
When he declared to them,
this call is no longer being recorded.
When he declared to them that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was encouraging them that this Jesus is not going to change. He was encouraging them that whatever they have established in terms of the relationship between themselves and the Lord, they must hold on to it because it is firm. But as he made this statement here in verse 8 that we are using tonight as a topic, I would like to see the foundation that he has laid in order for this statement to be made. Because this statement is an extremely strong statement. Jesus, he declared to them, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. What is it that make Jesus such a compelling force? What is it that caused the apostle to emphasize that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? A closer look at this statement will discover that he was looking at the nature, the very nature of the Lord. And when we look on the nature of the Lord Jesus, what we find there? We find that he is sovereign. Jesus we're talking about here is sovereign. He possesses the authority over every area of the entire universe. Divine authority over every created thing, everything that is imaginable. Jesus is sovereign, has the authority over everything. We're talking about his nature. We're talking about the nature of the Lord Jesus. There's another area of his nature which is saying that he is all powerful. Jesus possesses power that is unlimited. Power over everything in the entire universe, including death. And as we look again into Jesus, we also see that he is merciful. He is merciful. And there's another thing that we, as we look into who this Jesus is, we realize he's eternal. Jesus is eternal. And finally, in the presentation tonight, but there are more, he is altogether holy. He is altogether holy. So he is sovereign. He is eternal. He is powerful. He is altogether holy. And he is merciful. That is his nature. That cannot change. That cannot change. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. He is sovereign yesterday. He's eternal yesterday. He's all powerful yesterday. He's altogether holy yesterday, and he is like that throughout eternity. He cannot change. This statement here is loaded that the apostle is making to the Hebrews, these young set of Christians, encouraging them to hold on. And then let's take a look on his character here. Because in this, because there is something that caused Jesus to be Jesus. And we discover that he is love. He is love. The Bible tells us that God is love. And we discover he is forgiving. He's forgiving. These are character traits that he possesses. And when we look on this that the Apostle Paul described here, that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And these qualities that we have just described, that is enveloped in Jesus, we find that the Word of God tells us why he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen to how Hebrews. Listen to how Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18 speaks of this. Let me read from verse 13 and now I go down to 18. Hebrews chapter 6. For when God made promise to Abram, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the ear of his promise the immutability of his counsel, confirm it by an oath. And this is the verse 18. That by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. And verse 19 said, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enter into that within the veil. But verse 18 tells us that Jesus is immutable. What we mean, what the word mean when he said that he's immutable? It means he cannot change. He's immutable, cannot change. And he went on to declare that God cannot lie either. In fact, there's another passage of scripture in the Old Testament that said, God is not a man that he should lie. So when the apostle states in Hebrews chapter 13 that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, without he using the word immutable, that is where he's coming from. It is impossible for God to change. All these character traits that I just mentioned, is sovereign. He cannot change. He must have total authority at all times. He is eternal. He lives forever. He lives forever. He is all-powerful. There is nothing that can stop his power. He is unlimited. He is omnipotent. He is holy. He has never entered into the realm of sin. He's all together holy. And all of this cannot change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is immutable. I believe that is comforting for us as Christians to know that we serve a God who is not variable. Like the winds, the wave come in and the wave goes out. But he's constant. He's not variable in any way. He is firm. He's steadfast. He cannot change. He cannot change in the slightest way. And there are three places that he has been that could not change him. Let us explore them for a short while. Three places he has been that could not really change him because he is immutable. Earth could not change him. He came to earth. He came to earth in the realm of sin. And heart could not change him. The culture that he came into could not change him. The human nature that he possesses could not change him. He remains God by nature. He remains God by nature. The governments could not change him while he was here on earth. He remains God by nature. Pilate said to him, "Do you know? Do you know that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you?" Pilate said that to Jesus. What did Jesus say? "You have no power unless it was given to you from above." He knew who he was. He knew that no government can change him. He knew that no system can change him. Because what? He's immutable. He cannot change. He possesses all the qualities of his nature. And they could not change. So the Apostle Paul comforted the Hebrews brethren by saying, he's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he's the same forever. Earth could not change him. The culture that he came into could not change him. The human nature could not. Government could not change him. And Lord, how much they wanted to change him. So that's number one. Hell and the grave could not change Jesus. Hell and the grave could not change Jesus. He said, "No man take my life from me." John 10:18. "No man take my life from me," he declares. Then he said, I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up again. Jesus was in complete control of himself. Because why? Because why? He is immutable. He could not change. According to the writer, to the Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 18. Hell could not change him. The grave could not change him. No man take his life from him. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up again. And he said to John in Revelation 1, 18, I think. He said to John, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and death. The grave and hell could not change him because he's immutable. The apostle assured the brethren there by saying he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Cannot be changed under no circumstances. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and hell. Why all of this? Why was he able to pass through the grave and hell without it having any effect on him? Because he had no sin. He had not sinned. He was like all of us. In fact, the word said he was in all points tempted as we are, and yet without sin. Death and hell had no power over him because he could not change. He could not change. He is immutable. Declare the word here. That is what the apostle had in mind when he declared to the young brethren who were struggling themselves under the weight of continuing to serve. When he declared to them that don't worry, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we find earth could not change him. We find hell and the grave could not change him. But we are also discovering that heaven cannot change him. Heaven cannot change him. The three places that he has been, none could change him. Acts chapter 1 verse 11 tells us something here. Acts chapter 1 verse 11 tells us when he was going back to heaven, as they watched him ascended into heaven by his own power, he just raised from off the earth and glided up into the clouds and beyond. And he was taken out of their sight as he soared towards heaven. The word tells us the disciples were gazing upon him as they saw him ascended into heaven. And when he was gone out of their sight, they saw the angel of God that said to them, why are you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Hallelujah! Heaven has not changed him. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, God, what an assurance that the apostle gave to these brethren there. What an assurance. Because you see, system change on earth, government change. Every 4 years, you have a new president. The same president might come back, but at the same time, it means different. They have to have an election in order to re-elect him. You have different changes take place in the community. You have changes take place all over the place. And sometimes some of those changes throw you and I off balance because we weren't planning for it. And it creates problem for us as we continue to live our life. But the apostle assure the Christians, like, oh, I am assuring you tonight that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When we look on the passage that we read, there are two things there that worthwhile notice that backs up verse 8, where he declared that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 5. The apostle was able to say to the brethren, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. What a thought. The apostle saw where, because they might be luck in some things, the apostle said to them, look, don't develop the attitude of coveting other people's goods. Don't develop the attitude of covetousness, looking across here because the other person have this and you don't have it. The apostle Paul said, be content with what you have. Because this is one of the ways in which the enemy trapped the believer. By causing the believer to look over the fence and the other person's things. And to say, I would like that. How comes I don't have that as a child of God? The apostle made sure that he mentioned this as a pitfall that the enemy wants us to fall into. And what did he say there in verse 5? Let your conversation be without what? Covetousness. And be ye content with such things as ye have. And then the other line is what we have been saying all night. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Apostle Paul is saying, look, content with what you have. And he who is the same yesterday, today, and forever will never leave you. Will never leave you. Regardless of how things look, there are times you're going to feel like you don't have it. There are times you're going to feel like things are not working for you. The times you're going to feel like you're sick and you're not getting better. The time you're going to feel like everything seems to be going against you. But the apostle is saying to you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Listen to what Isaiah said in Isaiah 53, verse 2. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And through the river, They shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. It is a promise, believers. God presence is God promised his presence to be with us through our challenges as we walk as children of God. And as we are entering into a new year, is a principle here that the apostle is establishing. That we go forward with the confidence that he who has not changed, he who cannot change, will continue to be with us. I will never leave you nor forsake you. The confidence in which Brother Granville spoke tonight is a confidence that the Lord wants all of us to have. That level of confidence in his ability. And the apostle assured the young Christians here that, look, don't think he's going to leave you. Don't think he's going to walk away from you. He's not going to leave you. Because his character traits determine that he stays with you. He is the Lord who is eternal. He is the Lord who is powerful. He is altogether holy and is sovereign. These quality traits, he's embedded in him. It is his nature. He cannot change. And he cannot lie. He cannot lie. If he said that he's going to be with you, he's going to be with you. I will never leave you, nor forsake you, declare the word of God to us tonight. And we have been saying that all night, because we have proven that to be true. We have the confidence tonight to know that he cannot change because what? He is immutable. According to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18. And then the next thought is found in verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is my helper. Because we rely on him. He said, be content with what you have, and I will be with you. I will be with you. I am going to see you through the challenges. When we get through all of that, we are going to boldly say. And that is where I want all the brethren in the Apostolic Church in America to be, where we can boldly testify of the goodness of God. The experience that we have during the course of this year, let it be a stepping stone as we have proven the Lord to come through for us this year. Let it be a stepping stone that he's going to do the same thing for us next year. Because what? He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Declare the apostle to the young Christians in Hebrews. There's some level of confidence there that he is expressing. And he wants them to also express that level of assurance in the Lord Jesus, of his presence, his continuous presence with them. And the word help, the Lord said to them, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. We may boldly say, the Lord help me out of my sicknesses. We may boldly say, the Lord help me out of my troubles. We may boldly say, the Lord help me out of my persecutions. We may boldly say, the Lord help me out of my sins. We may boldly say, the Lord help me out of my temptation. We may boldly say, the Lord help me out of, help me to bear my cross. We may boldly say, the Lord help me out of my, with my spiritual blessing. We may boldly say, the Lord help me out of a bad relationship. The Lord warned us. The Lord warned us to express his involvement in our life to a world, to a world that is watching us as Christians. We need to have a testimony to tell the world who Jesus is. We need to have a testimony to tell the world that I have trusted Jesus and he came through for me. All these testimonies tonight that we have heard speaks to the fact that we can boldly say the Lord is my helper. And when we are talking about Jesus, remember who we are talking about. We are talking about the embodiment of the Godhead. That's who we are talking about. When we talk about Jesus, make sure you understand what we are saying here. Make sure you understand what the apostle is saying here as he spoke to this crowd. We are talking about the embodiment of the Godhead. For the word said, in him, Jesus, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is enveloped in this person whom the apostle said cannot change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is immutable. And I'm glad tonight to know that the apostolic church embraces him in this form. We embrace him and we want to continue to testify about his continuous presence with us. He has declared here his presence will always be with us. And he has declared here that we must boldly state that the Lord is my helper. We can say that he is our helper in this year. We can say he will be our helper come next year. Final two thoughts. Final thoughts. Verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Talking about the servant of God who continue to minister to the flock. I heard Sister Barbara earlier on mention something about the word which is preached towards God's people and the different things that was said. God's servants ministering to the flock. The apostle here is saying to them, remember those who minister the word of God to you. Take them in consideration how they live by that word, because they were confident that Jesus is the same, what, yesterday, today, and forever. He declared, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Consider the end of their conversation. Consider what they have been saying about this Jesus. Consider the faith in which they have expressed in the ability of this Jesus in the past and how to shape their own life and how it can shape yours too. Do you not even miss watching that service? As a servant of God, I can't do less than what is being done here. By ministering to the flock, the word of God. And by the help of the Holy Ghost, that you will be encouraged. You will be encouraged to exercise faith, to know that He is with you. Not only when you are in your home, but when you are at work, when you are on the street, when you are in the supermarket, to exercise faith that He is with you, as He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Not only in this year, 25, but in next year, 26, He promised to be with you, with me. And as a servant of God, I encourage you to declare that in all these challenges and undertaking, you and I must testify that God has been my helper. God has been my helper. And when He helped you and I in one situation, we must use it as a stepping stone for another experience, another encounter. And tonight, as we look on the year that is about to come, we are going to say, He who is standing by us and helping us through all of this will indeed help us in the new year. And when we sum up all of this, why is it so? Why is it so? It is simply because of verse 8. Verse 8. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. He has not changed. You can plan. You can make plans according to His faithfulness. You can make plan according to His availability. You can make plan according to His ability. He cannot change. He's immutable. Not like the winds, the wave that comes in and goes out. He remains constant. He remains constant. I just want to bless the Lord for this word to our hearts tonight. That we can firmly declare that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Meaning tomorrow, the new year. The same Jesus that walked with us in 25. The same Jesus who healed our sicknesses in 25. The same Jesus who provided for us in 25. The same Jesus who watched over us in 25. The same Jesus will watch over us and do all these things for us in 26. He cannot change. Circumstances cannot change Him. He remains the same. He is, according to the word, immutable. I believe that is a good place for us to ask. If you are in this service tonight and you have never really committed your life to the Lord Jesus, who, as we said, as the Bible said, cannot change, I believe you have gotten a chance to take a very good look at him. And you can plan. You can plan with him. You can work with him. Because he's not going to be here today and not here tomorrow. He's not going to be one person today and the next person tomorrow. He's not going to have the ability today and lose it tomorrow. All his nature, all that comprises his nature, remains the same. He is sovereign, he is eternal, he is all-powerful, he is altogether holy. Cannot change. That is his nature. Just like how whatever the color of your skin is, cannot change. Cannot change. You're born with it and you're going to die with it. That is Jesus. He is sovereign. He has complete authority over every cranny and corner of the entire universe. Total authority. And you might be saying, I would like to give this Jesus a chance in my life. I would like to give him a chance. Because he is watching me. He knows where I live. He knows my situation. He knows my uprising from my downside. He knows everything about me. I personally would like to make a decision to follow him. This Jesus, who the apostle said is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Before we go into this new year, what a testimony that would be for you if you have decided to give Jesus a chance in your life. If you are here and you feel that way, under the anointing of the blessed Holy Spirit, do what the Spirit said that you should do. I beg you, do what the Spirit asked you to do. If the Spirit said to you that you should start a relationship with the Lord tonight, do it. He knows more than you do. If there is such a one, can I hear you say, pray for me, that I might make this move to serve the Lord. Who cannot change? Many things around us can change and has changed. Some of them changed to make us worse. But Jesus has not changed. And he cannot change. It is his nature to remain the same. Can I hear somebody say, pray for me, as I might live a life to please the Lord. Father, we bless your name tonight. And we thank you. Thank you for your word that speak truth. That you have not changed and you cannot change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You who helped us in the past will help us in the future. Thank you, Lord, for that consistency. Thank you for that assurance. Thank you, Lord God, for being there for us. Thank you. And I pray tonight that every believer here will develop the confidence in your ability. Every believer here will find the strength in knowing that you cannot change. Every believer here will develop the faith to know that you will meet our need, because you said in your word that we should not be covetous, but we should settle with what we have, because you are not going to leave us nor forsake us. I thank you for every believer who have exercised faith in you in this way. And I pray your continuous presence to be with us. For those who are seeking you, Lord, but right now don't want to say anything I call upon you too for them, that you will develop faith in them, Lord, so that they will come and know you before it's too late. Father, I thank you for your word as we wait upon you, giving you thanks in Jesus' name.